It's been 5 years since Hurricane Katrina devastated the Gulf Coast, leveling parts of New Orleans and 90% of the homes on the coast in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Down around Biloxi.
The beach, like much of Biloxi, is underwater. Katrina flooded homes and turned cars into bumper boats with a dangerous storm surge as high as 22 feet.
People in Biloxi count three disasters in the past 5 years, a hurricane, a recession, and that oil spill.
When will the city finally recover from Hurricane Katrina? Or maybe recovery isn't the right word.
And the storms will blow from off towards New Orleans.
When recovering becomes reinventing. Biloxi, 5 years from the storm. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, August 24th. I almost don't recognize you. Welcome back.
It's the beard, right? It's the beard,
right.
The camping beard in the mountains for a week. It's great to be back. Thanks, Celeste. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. Federal judge weighs in on a conflict between science and morality. Last night, a judge temporarily blocked President Obama's 2009 executive order that expanded embryonic stem cell research, saying it violates a ban on federal spending that results in the destruction of human embryos. Ron Stoddard is the CEO of Nightlight Christian Adoptions. That's the organization that sued to block the new policy.
We believe that it violates federal law, which prohibits destroying human life for research.
The judge agreed, but not Sean Tipton with the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, who says it's a blow to scientists who potentially do life-saving work.
The injunction is against the policy that allowed the National Institutes of Health to fund the work. So it's saying that that work has to stop.
The Justice Department is reviewing yesterday's decision.
Overnight, the number of U.S. troops in Iraq fell below 50,000 for the first time since the war began. Vice President Joe Biden says despite the lack of a national government there, things remain on track.
Politics and not war has broken out in Iraq.
Less optimism in Afghanistan, though. The commander in charge of the NATO training mission says he'd have to recruit and train 141,000 new Afghan security members ahead of next year's scheduled U.S. withdrawal. Lieutenant General Bill Caldwell says that's more than the current size of the Afghan army.
We have not even finished building the Afghan National Army or the police forces or the Air Force at this point.
This morning, NATO officials say they've killed about 40 Taliban soldiers in fighting near Kabul.
Fighting on the streets of Mogadishu this morning, a suicide bomber and a gunman stormed a hotel in Somalia's capital just hours ago, killing at least 15 people, including members of parliament. The Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Shabaab launched an offensive yesterday that's killed at least 40 civilians so far. Here in the U.S., voters in five states head to the polls today. In Arizona, Senator John McCain and Governor Jan Brewer are expected to win their primaries, and high turnout is expected in the big contests in Senate and governor races in Florida.
Shirley Sherrod, the USDA employee who was fired during a racial firestorm last month, will meet with Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack for the first time today. He's expected to offer her job back in person. And AIG pays back $4 billion of bailout debt. That's the largest single repayment so far from the insurance giant. Company still owes the government another $21 billion.
Just $21 billion more.
That's it.
We'll be square.
Write us a check.
Yep.
Looking at the markets, Asian markets are
million.
Mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. John is up. The Dow gets underway at 10,174. The S&P opens at 1,067.
We've only got quarters.
The NASDAQ opens at 2159. You know, we shouldn't let you vacation. It's clearly a problem.
Why? It's serious. There are serious problems. This morning, 5 years after Katrina.
That's right. We're going to be talking about what 5 years has done in Biloxi. And we're also talking about civilizations, the death of civilizations
that's
and how
really
a loss of language
show. Yeah, this is, I'm glad
could
I
be
came
the
back.
Cause. That's later in this hour.
Civilization. But also, seriously, Biloxi, Mississippi, 5 years after Katrina,
right.
In just a moment.